As for Jake, Jake Chambers, with the word Christmas printed on the front of his happy hat, isn't he from the 70s? And if the three of them represent three decades from the second half of the 20th century, what is their commonality? What year is this? 19, says a voice out of the air. Perhaps it is the voice of Bango Skank, the great lost character. This is 19. This is Chasset. All your friends are dead. With each word, the world becomes more unreal. She can see through Eddie and Jake. When she looks down at the polar bear, she sees it lying dead on its rock island with its paws in the air. The good smell of hot chocolate is fading, being replaced by a musty smell, old plaster, ancient wood, the odor of a hotel room where no one has slept for years. No, her mind moans. No, I want Central Park. I want Mr. Merry and Mr. Christmas. I want the smell of hot chocolate and the sight of December's first hesitant snowflakes. I've had enough of Fedic, in-world, mid-world, and end-world. I want my world. I don't care if I ever see the Dark Tower. Eddie's and Jake's lips move in unison, as if they are singing a song she can't hear. But it's not a song. The words she reads on their lips, just before the dream breaks apart, are... 4. Watch out for Dandolo. She woke up with these words on her own lips, shivering in the early not-quite-dawn light. And the breath-seeing part of her dream was true, if no other. She felt her cheeks and wiped away the wetness there. It wasn't quite cold enough to freeze the tears to her skin, but just a damn bout. She looked around the dreary room here in the Fedic Hotel, wishing with all her heart that her dream of Central Park had been true.